USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thousands of National Guard troops from several states had deployed to the U.S. Capitol to protect Wednesday's inauguration. After zero incidents of unrest, lawmakers kicked the guardsmen out of the Capitol building and moved them to their parking garage when on break. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say this move was outrageous. The National Guard confirms the troops are out of the garage and will take their breaks near Emancipation Hall going forward. President Biden eliminated 52,000 American Union jobs on day one in office. Republicans from Alaska to Washington have already called the Biden administration's agenda into question. The lost jobs were from executive orders eliminating the Keystone XL pipeline and rejoining the very expensive Paris Climate Accord. SpaceX and Tesla leader Elon Musk says he plans to donate $100 million towards a prize for the best carbon capture technology. Musk made the announcement Thursday on Twitter and said the details will come next week. USA Radio News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Dick Morris, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Sean Spicer, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax on cable, call your operator and tell them you want Newsmax. You can always switch to a new service that has Newsmax. Or watch Newsmax for free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Tune in today because Newsmax is real news for real people.
Let's get a vaccine update with USA Radio News, Dan Araki.
The nation's top disease expert says the U.S. is just weeks away from possibly approving another coronavirus vaccine. Dr. Anthony Fauci says vaccines developed by Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca could soon have enough data gathered to be considered for an emergency use authorization from the FDA. He tells NBC's Meet the Press that data could come within a week or so.
They have a lot of events meaning infections within the context of the trial. So their data, I think, very soon, I would imagine within a period of a week or so, or at the most a couple of weeks, they're going to be getting their data together and showing it to the FDA. And obviously they're going to have to get their data and safety monitoring board to look at it to see if it is appropriate to start, you know, essentially putting the package together to get an emergency use authorization. But we're weeks away, not months away, for sure.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you call someone classic, it's a nice way to say that they're old. Classic quarterbacks Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers will face off Sunday to see who's going to the 2020 Super Bowl. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he's always been a fan of football and Tom Brady.
I've always been a football fan, and I grew up wearing out a VHS tape of Super Bowl highlights. And as a kid, you dream about playing in Super Bowls, and playing in big games, and what that would feel like, and getting the opportunity to play Division I football was a huge dream of mine. And I remember the first moment I stepped on that field as a starter. And it was a special, special feeling. And the same feeling you get when you step on the field as a starter in the NFL, and then when you take your first snap as a playoff quarterback and get to the Super Bowl for the first time. A lot of special moments. This is just another one of those special moments in my career. And it's great, obviously, fodder for media outlets. There's just so many great storylines, and there always are. I mean, that's the NFL. There's so many great people and great stories to talk about. Obviously, Tommy's had an amazing career. You know his legacy is one of so many wins and so many accomplishments. And I've been a fan of his for a long time and enjoyed the few times we've gotten to play. I remember when I heard the news about him coming to the NFC, I thought this was a real possibility. And I'm excited about the opportunity to play against him one more time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.